We're talking about the extremely cold weather headed our way, and we're joined now by WBUR meteorologist Danielle Noyce. Good morning, Danielle.
Hey, good morning, Rupa. Great to be with you.
Thanks for being here. So it's relatively warm this morning. When are temperatures really going to start plummeting?
Don't let it fool you out there right now, because you're absolutely right. The Arctic front is actually crossing the region right now. So our temperatures are only going to continue to fall throughout the day today. We'll be in the teens much of the afternoon and then in the single digits by the time we get to this evening, which is obviously cold, but the big factor is going to be the wind today that makes it feel that much colder.
How brutal will it get tonight?
20 to 30 below zero region-wide. Parts of northern New England will probably feel like 40 below zero. So that's why we've got the wind chill warning that's in effect for everybody from this evening until about midday tomorrow. So that's the period where it's the dangerous stuff, where you can get frostbite in as little as 15 or 30 minutes.
So the deep freeze, you expect it all day tomorrow?
All day tomorrow, although the dangerous wind chill values will be until about noon. Don't get me wrong, it's still going to be very cold tomorrow. The high will only be about 16 in Boston. And in the afternoon, the wind chill will be in the single digits. So it does improve, you know, slightly over that dangerous level from this evening till tomorrow midday. But it's just a huge turnaround by Sunday.
How rare is it for us to get weather this cold? And without getting too technical, what causes it to get this cold?
So, you know, you think of the polar vortex, right? I feel like several years ago, that was, you know, a bigger word. We used it all the time. And frankly, we haven't had air this cold since 2016. So it's been 7 years, right? February 13th and 14th of 2016, we were -4 and -9 degrees in Boston. We broke records. In the past decade in Boston, we've only hit below zero, I think, 6 times. So it is pretty rare, but a little piece of that polar vortex essentially has dislodged from the poles, and it sends a little chunk of, you know, anomalously cold air kind of shooting down from it. So it's not like this is a several day thing where we get a huge area of Arctic cold. It's just a little piece of the polar vortex that is kind of ejecting south pretty quickly here.
That wasn't too technical. And then by Sunday, we'll all be wearing shorts, right? How are we making this turnaround? What does it do to our environment when we have this like abrupt, fast turnaround?
Isn't it crazy, right? I mean, by Sunday, we'll be in the mid 40s. So really remarkable, actually, to see a turnaround like that. It's going to be really cold on Sunday morning, but then we rebound really nicely and we'll be in the 40s much of next week. So it's kind of what I talked about. A little piece of the cold air comes down, but then the jet stream quickly returns northward, which puts us on the warmer side again. So, you know, obviously there can be implications, you know, on our environment. And I think it's one of those scenarios where we're glad that the cold air isn't here for a while, but it keeps us questioning what's going on with Mother Nature here and, you know, climate change.
I'd say. Meteorologist Danielle Noyce, thanks so much for joining us. Stay warm.
You too. Thanks, Rupa.
Talk of this extremely cold weather has some people worried about protecting their homes, especially their pipes. A burst frozen pipe can cause a mess, and in this weather, will take a while to get fixed. Not to mention, it'll be expensive. Fred Webster is the owner of Milltown Plumbing, Heating, and Electrical in Chelmsford. He says there are some easy steps you can take to reduce the chance of frozen pipes.
You want to make sure that you brought all your hoses in, you shut off your outside faucets, and if you can shut a valve off inside of the house and open it on the outside to drain any water out, that's always a great thing to do as well. Another common thing that is a problem area for folks is kitchen sinks are often in an outside wall. It's a good idea to remember to keep the cabinet doors open, try to get some heat under there. Some folks say, you know, you can let the faucet drip, which will help it from freezing.
A lot of people, me included, are going to want to stay inside through Sunday, but that's not always realistic for people who need to catch a bus or the T. And for drivers, cranking that heat will only help to a certain point. Mary McGuire with AAA Northeast has some advice on preparing your car for the weather.
Make sure that you've checked your battery. If your battery is 5 years old or older, it could be at risk of dying. You want to make sure that you've checked your tires to make sure they're properly inflated. That's very important for safety. And finally, you want to make sure that you're packing a winter emergency kit that has essentials such as jumper cables, de-icer, a flashlight, and snacks and water and warm blankets and clothing.
In case it makes you feel better, it'll be a lot colder at the top of New England's highest peak. Francis Terazowitz is a meteorologist on the Mount Washington Observatory. He says wind chills there could reach 100 degrees below zero tonight.
So with temperatures like that and wind chills like that, exposed skin will become frostbitten in less than a minute. So definitely making sure that, you know, there's no exposed skin, and double and triple checking that everything is covering your face and extremities in these types of temperatures.